The second season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills begins tonight on Bravo. For a while, it looked like the show might not make it on. A couple of weeks ago, the estranged husband of one of the housewives committed suicide. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says that it's an awful situation, but not unprecedented in the world of reality TV.
The Real Housewives franchise has always been equal parts flashy and trashy.
It may look like I have it all, but I want more.
Basically, it's rich women who have nothing better to do and fight with each other to the amusement of their viewers.
In Beverly Hills, it's who you know, and I know everyone.
But the Beverly Hills edition will now have a very different tone, because Bravo had to rejigger the show since the suicide. Russell Armstrong was going to appear this season along with his wife, Taylor, one of the stars of the show. But now he's been edited out. Now, this actually isn't the first time reality TV has had to contend with something a little too real. MTV found itself in a similar situation back in 2009 with Gone Too Far, a reality series featuring DJ AM ministering to drug addicts trying to kick the habit.
I'm on the way to Olivia's house, and the whole family's going to be there. And it's intervention time. Gina told me she wants help. I got a ticket. I got a treatment facility ready to accept her. Here comes the do or die part. I'm afraid she's all talk.
Just a few months before the show was to air, DJ AM died of an accidental overdose. But MTV was still able to put the show on the air with the family's blessing. No doubt Bravo is proceeding with Taylor's approval. Having a grieving widow complain? That's about as bad as publicity gets. Sometimes networks in this kind of predicament find it's better just to cancel than go forward.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro!
I love it. I love money. I'm gonna love my time in Mexico.
VH1 shelved reality series I Love Money 3 when one of the contestants ended up murdering his own wife. But cancellation didn't happen with The Real Housewives, because such a move would have been tantamount to the network accepting responsibility for the suicide, which it shouldn't have to. Armstrong was clearly dealing with personal and financial troubles that the show didn't help, but didn't cause either. Given all these reality TV tragedies, you'd think the industry is doing some soul-searching right about now. But it's likely this suicide will be forgotten soon enough. That is, until the next time something like this happens.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at Variety.